Sharon Hines, Rick Strong with us to talk about a big celebration coming up here real soon. Will be upon us. John C. Fremont Days will be here soon. And you guys have a lot of great information to share about the Pathfinder 50th anniversary, right?
Right.
Well, let's do it to it. What do you have planned?
Well, I was going to mention that it's going to be a month-long celebration for the month of July. We're going to have things on display at the Fremont Area Art Association for that whole month. And we'll have things like interviews that we had with some survivors and first responders and from family members of those that had died in the mm-hmm. Pathfinder. We will have pictures on display. And then during John C. Fremont Days on the 10th of July and the 11th of July, we'll have a special reception at the Art Association. From 5 to 7 p.m. And people can come and there'll be an actual presentation those 2 days.
Okay. So. Awesome. As far as items, I know you're kind of, are you still looking for items that people may have?
Yes, we're asking the community to drop some items by on June 27th, 28th, and 30th at the Art Gallery at 992 West 6th Street. Anything of the Hotel Pathfinder or businesses around there?
Any items in particular, or is
no,
it anything,
anything
that people may have?
And we will display them during John C. Fremont Days in the whole month of July.
Okay. Yeah, it should
and
be.
And the times that we want them to drop them off on those days would be 1 to 4 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys have been working on this for a while, right?
Yes. Yeah. By the time we get to John C. Fremont Days, it'll be 18 months.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of, I would imagine, photos and just artifacts of all kinds.
Right. There is right. a lot of things. And if anybody has any display cases like that sit on tables, I'm desperately looking for those. I can't find very many of them, so we like to put those artifacts under glass.
Right, you don't want them just laying out on a table.
Correct.
People to.
And if anybody has any questions, they can call the Art Association, and that phone number is 402-721-7779.
Rick, when you talk about a presentation, what are we?
It's a video presentation with sound bites. Well, that will include the actual 911 call.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And then a man, Dan Holtz. He wrote a song a minute past normal, and he will be playing that too at that time.
Good. Yeah. Good deal. Again, so the key times to be there would be 5 to 7 on those days, right?
They can view everything the whole month long.
The whole month.
Yeah.
Okay. So the whole month of July. That'll be good. Good deal. A lot there. Is there a lot of video, I guess, of after?
We don't have much of that kind of video from like TV stations and those things, but we did take and record, and thanks for you guys helping us.
Yeah,
we got things recorded within that video that we're going to present. So from interviews and mm-hmm. responders. So,
and we will be having a 50th commemoration book for sale and. Flash drive for sale of the video, so if anybody wants to purchase that the whole month of July, they are welcome to, or if we run out, sorry, we'll run out.
I would think that there's so many different stories of people saying, well, I remember where I was when that happened.
Yeah,
the interviews are fantastic.
Yeah, they
that
are
will be
fantastic.
Posted on the wall.
And like I said, we got interviews of family members of some of those people who died in the Pathfinder. So. Mm.
Yeah, it was... not a good day, of course, as we all know, but boy, 50 years, didn't seem like it. That came up quick, didn't it?
Yes, it
sure did.
Yeah. Is there any, I guess if folks have something they want to talk to you about, is there a way to get a hold of you guys?
Well, that's why we're using the Art Association's phone numbers.
Okay.
So if they want to ask any questions, then they can call there.
Okay, very good. 721-7779 would be that number. They're usually open afternoons.
Right, 1 to 4.
Yeah, so very good. Well, appreciate all the hard work you've been putting in on this, and it should be a great display and presentation as we come up on John C. Fremont Days. Yeah. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Chris.